Lord, we're coming back to the Word of God again, and we thank you for that privilege.
主啊,我们再次回到神的话语来,我们也感谢我们有这样的荣幸。
We could imagine a God, Lord, who had very little interest in his people and wrote very little for them to know.
所以呢,我们也感谢我们这样一个神呢,就是说呢,也非常对他的子民有兴趣,也写下这些东西让他们知道。And,
but you have written quite a bit, Lord, and we know that you want us to learn a lot.
对主啊,您呢,就是写了很多的东西,所以呢,您让我们知道很多的东西。
And so, Lord, we confess we learn very slowly, but we thank you that we can come back for more now.
对呢,我们也就是承认我们学得很慢,但是我们又回来学习更多的。
And so we do pray that you will speak to us this afternoon.
对,我们也祷告,求您的对我们讲话。
We think of James, Lord, and this operation on his ear expected on Friday.
所以呢,我们也是想到了那个秦弟兄,他在星期五的时候呢,要做一个手术。Lord,
we pray that you will be with the surgeon, and we pray that the operation will go speedily and smoothly and successfully.
所以呢,我们主啊,我们也祷告,您会和那个主刀医生在一起呢,让那个,就是,手术很快的,也是很顺利的,很成功的做完。And
we pray that the James hearing will be will be strong and that he will be returned to us speedily.
所以呢,我们也祷告呢,那个秦弟兄的听力呢会增强,他也会很快呢回到我们中间。And
we give thanks again now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all, and so good to see you all this afternoon.
今天欢迎所有的人,也非常高兴今天下午看见大家。We've
been studying in 2 Corinthians.
我们一直在学习哥林多后书。And
so we're going to turn there again this afternoon.
所以今天下午我们可以再次翻到那里。
One of the amazing things about the book of 2 Corinthians is that it explains to us, it exposes to us much about the person of the Apostle Paul.
其中一件呢,就是哥林多书呢,里面很大的一件事呢,特别是后书呢,就是说是在这里给我们解释了,或者说让我们看到了保罗的人生。We
learn much about his greatness, his love, his wisdom in the epistles that he writes.
所以呢,我们在他所写的那些书信呢,学到了很多的,他的,就是那种伟大,他的那种,就是爱,他的那种,还有他的那种,智慧。But
it is here that we learn much about the person, his character, and many of the stresses and distresses that he endured in life.
所以在这里呢,那我们读到的呢,就是关于他的个人的那个人生,他在人生里很多的这样的苦难,很多的那些压力。He
says in verse 30 of chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, and that's where we'll start this afternoon.
所以呢,他在里面呢,就是第30节,哥林多后书第11章第30节,那是我们今天下午要开始的。
He says, if I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity.
第三节说,我若必须自夸,就夸那关乎我软弱的事。That
is a very strange thing to say.
这是一个很奇怪的事情去说。
but he acknowledges that because of his infirmity, the Spirit of God is able to work mightily in him.
他说呢，就是其实上因为他的软弱呢，所以神的圣灵呢，能够在他里面行大大的工作。
And so he rejoices at the fact that because of this infirmity, God is working mightily in him, and he rejoices in that.
所以呢，他是在这里喜乐，是因为他的软弱呢，所以神呢可以在他里面做工，所以这他非常在这里有喜乐。
And then he decides to substantiate that. Verse 31, he says, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, he knows that I am not lying.
所以他继续在31节里说呢，我们永远可称颂之主耶稣基督的父神，直到我不说话。
So it isn't just that Paul says these things. He says, I want you to know I'm not lying when I do say these things.
这个使徒保罗不仅仅是说他是说这些事情，他让当时的哥林多人知道呢，就说，他说这些事情并不是在说谎。
So in our opinion, we simply say, you've got an amazing character, Paul. We admire you and we thank the Lord for you.
所以呢，如果你知道你是使徒保罗，你有一个很好的一个品格，所以呢，我们尊重你，我们也会向为你感谢神。Then
he tells this strange story. He says, in Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison desiring to apprehend me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall, and escaped from his hands.
然后呢，在下面给我们讲了一个奇怪的故事。第32节说呢，在大马士革亚尼达王手下的提督把守大马哥城要抓我，我就从窗户中在筐子里从城墙上被人坠下去，逃脱了他的手。
Well, that's a strange story, and it's a story, I believe, to illustrate again his great weakness.
这也是一个很奇怪的故事，但是呢，我觉得呢，这个故事在这里讲呢，再次呢，要说明他的很大的软弱。
We have a phrase in the English language. I'm not sure that it is all translatable into Chinese, but it goes like this. They say he was a basket case.
所以呢，就是我们在英语里有一个词组，他认为呢不一定就是能够很可能翻译成中文，所以说他是在一个框子里面。
It's a sign of extremely great weakness.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是要表明他是非常的软弱的。
You can't imagine really anybody being in a more ridiculous position. He's just riding in a basket, no way to defend himself, just totally in the hands of others, very weak.
所以呢，你可以去想象这样一个荒谬的位置，就是说呢，他完完全全在一个框子里面。 框子里面呢，所以这个时候他是极度软弱的，没有，他不能做任何事情，他的命运完全掌握在别人手里。
In a delightful way then, though he was weak, he was strong in that he was delivered from the king who may very well have killed him.
所以呢，他因为他的软弱呢，但是呢，他也非常的强大，因为他这个时候呢，用这种方式呢，逃脱了那个准备要杀他的那个王。Do
you ever feel weak?
你有没有感觉到软弱呢？
And the answer is I do.
答案是我也感觉到。And
in my weakness, I call out to the Lord and I say, Lord, would you please give me strength?
所以呢，在我的软弱里呢，我就去呼求神，我说：“主啊，祈求您给我力量。”
And since the Lord was able to bless all in his weakness. So I take comfort that the Lord can bless me in my weakness and therefore you in your weakness.
所以呢，因为神在那个使徒保罗他的软弱里帮助他，所以我有这样的自信，神在我的软弱里呢，也会帮助我。同样呢，在你们的软弱中呢，也可以帮助你们。
Don't give up because you're weak.
所以呢，因为你软弱，不要放弃。
Keep going in your weakness and let the Lord be your strength and do his great work through his strength and your weakness.
所以这个呢，就是说，一直要保持在你的软弱里，要让神用他的力量，通过你的软弱，用他的力量让你保持前行。
Then he goes on in verse 12, excuse me, in chapter 12, he goes on to talk about visions and revelations.
然后呢，他继续在哥林多后书第十二章里呢，就是继续在谈论这个异象和启示。
He says, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
第一节说呢，我自夸固然与我无益，如今我要说的主的异象和启示。
And then verse 2 says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, caught up. Sorry, God knows. Such an one was caught up to the third heaven.
第二节说，我认得一个在基督里的人，他14年前被提到第三层天上去，或在身内，我不知道，或在身外，我也不知道，神知道。
An amazing thing. He was caught up to the third heaven. He's still alive, but he's gone to heaven.
所以呢，就是很奇怪一件事情呢，就是说他仍然活着的时候，他被提到了天堂里。
In an amazing way, he doesn't say, I was caught up. He says, I know a man who was caught up.
所以一个很神奇的方式呢，他说呢，并没有说他被提到天堂去，他说他认识一个人被提到天上去了。Many
believe that it really was him, but he, in his humility, doesn't come right out and say, I was caught up.
所以呢，其实呢，很多人认为这个人就是他，但是呢，借着他的那个谦卑呢，他并没有直接说是我被提到天上去了。
He says verses 3 and 4, and I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter.
第三节、第四节说，我认得这人，或在身内，或在身外，我都不知道，神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见说不出来的言语是人不可说的。He,
when he was there, he saw things, he heard things that he was not allowed to repeat when he came back from heaven. He could not tell the story.
在他在天上所看见的东西呢，其实，他并没有被允许，他回到地球上的时候呢，他可以去把那些东西重复再讲一遍。
We don't really know why he could not tell that part of the story. Maybe it was that what he saw was just too wonderful. And if we knew it, it may affect us, in a way that would not be good.
所以呢，这个呢，我们不知道为什么他的天上的故事他不能跟我们讲。但是呢，我想呢，可能这个天上的故事太神奇了，太神奇了。如果他把这个故事讲给我们听呢，可能对我们没有什么好处。It
is interesting, isn't it, that when Peter and James and John were taken up into the mountain and the Lord Jesus Christ was transfigured before them, they were told that they were not to tell anybody what happened until the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the dead.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说呢，也是很有意思的是，这个当那个在变相山上 那个彼得、约翰还有雅各，他们看到主耶稣基督在上面变相以后呢，他们也被告知，就是说在主耶稣基督从死里复活之前，他们不可向别人讲述这样的变相的事迹。
So Paul was here told that he should not tell anybody what happened, what he saw when he was there.
所以那使徒保罗在这里告诉我们，就是说呢，他也被告知他在天上看见的东西呢，他不可跟别人讲。
And Peter, James, and John were told that they could not tell things that they saw when they were there.
所以呢，彼得、约翰和雅各他们在那里时候呢，他们也被告知他们在那里看见的事情不可告诉别人。
But you find in the popular press of our day,that many people say, I went to heaven, and this is what I saw, and they want to tell people about it.
所以呢，在这里呢，很普遍的，在这个世界，有些人说呢，他去过天堂，所以呢，他就要告诉你在天上发生事情，他这就是我在天上见到的。
I think they probably wanted to tell people because they wanted to sell the books. They wanted the money.
所以呢，我认为呢，有可能他们想告诉别人呢，是他们想卖他们自己写的书，他们想赚钱。
So if you were given a book or you were told that you could buy a book about somebody who'd gone to heaven and their experiences, what would you do?
所以呢，你如果被人告知说你可以买一本书，这本书你写到的是某个人呢，他去到天堂以后呢，在那里的经历，你会怎么做？
Would you not say that Peter wasn't allowed to tell, and James wasn't allowed to tell, and John wasn't allowed to tell, and Paul wasn't allowed to tell? Why would I spend good money to buy a book from you when there's absolutely no proof whatever that what you're telling me is anywhere near the truth?
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，你会跟他说呢，你说，彼得，被告彼得和雅各还有那个约翰，他们都没有被告知要告诉天使，使徒保罗也没有被告知要告诉天上的事情。那么说呢，为什么我要去花我自己的钱去买一个你所写的那样的书里？那书里呢，不可能证明它是真实的这样的一本书呢
？So don't be impressed.With stories that you might see where a man says, I died, I went to heaven, this is what I saw.
所以呢，不要去被那个就是感到惊奇，感到那个惊奇，就是一个人说呢，我死过了，我去天堂了，然后这是我所看见的。
There was a great man of God in English history who actually said that he had gone to heaven.
所以呢，在英国的历史上呢，其实有一个伟大的属神的人呢，他说过他也去过天堂。
His name was John Knox.
他的名字叫 John Knox.
And he was very sick. He called his close associates to him the day he died.
所以呢，他是病得非常重，在的。在他要死的那一天，天呢，他把他周围的那些亲戚朋友都叫来。
He said to them as he was dying, he said, "You know, I went to heaven last night, and I saw things in heaven last night."
所以他说，你知道吗？昨天晚上呢，我去到了天堂，我看见了天堂发生的事情。
But I don't think he told them what he saw.
但我不认为他告诉他们他看见了什么。
He did die the next day.
第二天他确实死了。
So, that's this particular story. Verse 5 says, Of such a one, this man who went to heaven, I will boast. Yet, of myself, I will not boast except in my infirmities.
第五节说，为这人我要夸口，他是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。
He says, In verse 6, he says, For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth, but I forbear, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me, or sees me to be, or hears from me.
第六节说，我就是愿意夸口，也不算是愚妄人，因为我必说实话，只是我现在忍着，恐怕有人把我看高了。过去他在我身上所看见的，所听见的。
So he's basically saying, I guess if I were to tell you those things that I saw when I went to heaven, you would say, oh, you really are a wonderful man. But of course, you'd have no way of proving that what he saw, what he said he saw was right or not.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，其实呢，他基本上说呢，如果我告诉你，那我去到天上所见到的事情，那么你会说，哇，这个人是一个非常的奇妙的人。但是呢，他所说的那些东西呢，无法证实。
So he says, I want my credibility to be what you see in me, or I want it to be the logic and the wisdom that you hear from me, but I don't want my credibility to be something that you can't test or see.
因为这个呢，他说我要把我自己的信誉放在，就是说你从我的外观看到我，或者说听见我做的事情，看到我所做的事情，而不是说是把我的信誉建立在一个，就是说无法证明的、无法去测试的事情上。So
here's the question. How would you feel if God singled you out and said, I want to take you to heaven and show you a few things, and then you can come back to the earth. How would you feel?
这里是一个问题问你们，就是如果神说呢，我要把你带到天堂上去，去一会儿，然后把你再送回来，你会，你的感觉是什么样子呢？
Well, you might say, you know, I'm pretty special. I've gone to heaven. Did you go to heaven? No. Did you go? No. I did. I'm a pretty good guy. I went to heaven.
对，你会说呢？哎，我是一个很好的人，我好人，我去过天堂。你去过吗？所以呢，我因为我是一个很好的人，所以我去过天堂。
And even if he didn't brag about it, it would be easy for him to believe it on the inside.
所以呢，就是说呢，就算他不会去吹嘘，那么说呢，对他来说呢，就是他在里面去相信，并不是那么容易的。You
and I don't always tell clearly to other people how we feel on the inside.
所以呢，你我都很有这样的，就是不可能，就是告诉别，很难告诉别人我们在内心的真实的感受是什么。
And so the Lord basically said to Paul, you might feel proud, so this is what I'm going to do.
所以呢，这主人呢，基本上跟使徒保罗说，保罗啊，你有可能会感到骄傲，这是我要做的事情。Verse number 7
now says, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
第七节说呢，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的使者攻击我，免得我过于自高。What
do you think about a thorn in the flesh?
你怎么去想一个刺在肉里呢？
Have you ever had a thorn in the flesh?
你有没有在你的肉体里有过一根刺呢？
And the answer is, if you've spent a lot of time looking after roses, you certainly have.
所以呢，答案是，如果你花大量的时间去照顾玫瑰的话，那你肉里就会有刺。
What do you say when you get a thorn in the flesh?
所以呢，如果刺在你的肉体，你会怎么做？
You usually say, ouch, that hurt, that's bad.
你会说，哎呀，好痛，这个太糟了。
And so God said to Paul, God said, Paul, I'm going to give you a thorn in the flesh so that you won't think you're great. You're going to have a problem so that you can remain humble in spite of the fact that I'm going to bless you.
这里面呢，神跟保罗说呢，保罗现在呢，我要把一个刺放在你的肉里，这样呢，就说呢，你就不会骄傲，不会骄傲呢，这样呢，你就会去谦卑，谦卑呢，尽管呢，我还是要赐福给你。That's
pretty much what God did to Jacob, isn't it?
这就是神对那个雅各所做的，是不是？
You'll remember that at the Brook Jabbok, Jacob wrestled with the angel all night till the breaking of day.
你们大家也都知道，就是在那个一个地方呢，雅各呢，他整个晚上和天使在摔跤。
And as a consequence of that night, the Lord decided to bless Jacob and said, Jacob, I'm going to change your name. You are Jacob. I'm going to make you Israel because as a prince, you have power with God.
这个里面呢，就是那天晚上最终呢，神还是赐福给雅各了。你就知道那个神跟雅各说呢，你的名字叫雅各，我要把你的名字呢改成以色列，就是你是那位带着神的力量的王子。
And you can imagine Jacob saying, I'm a pretty good guy. God has blessed me. He's changed my name. He says, I'm going to have power with him. This is marvelous. I'm a great guy.
你可以想象呢，就那个雅各他说，哎呀，这个太好了，我是个很伟大的人。你看呢，神呢，他一次不给我，赐不给我，所以呢，还让说我是带着神的力量的，所以你看我是个多么伟大的人。
And so the Lord touched his thigh.
所以呢，那个神呢就触摸了他的大腿。
And as he walked, he couldn't walk evenly. The thigh somehow shriveled up and he was imbalanced in his walk and probably for him to walk was painful.
所以呢，实际上呢，他就不能是保持平衡的行走了。其实这大概呢，他那个大腿的那个根骨那里呢，就是很痛。所以呢，他走路的时候呢，可能东倒西歪的，他也会很痛。
The two came at the same time, the blessing and the physical weakness.
所以呢，这个呢，两样呢是同时到来的。就是呢，神的赐福和你的肉体的软弱。
Paul said, well, frankly, I know a lot about physical weakness.
所以呢，就是使徒保罗说呢，我太了解这个身体的软弱。
Now, some people say that the thorn, excuse me, that the thorn in the flesh that the Lord gave Paul was his inability to see clearly.
所以有些人说呢，神呢，赐给那个保罗的肉体里的那个刺呢，就是他的视力不大好。
Paul did have poor vision.
所以保罗的视力是不大好。
He said to the Galatians, I believe, that they were willing even to tear out their own eyes and give him their good eyes instead of his bad eyes because they loved him so much.
所以呢，实际上这个加拉太书里呢，当时的加拉太人呢，甚至愿意把自己的眼睛挖出来替换那个使徒保罗的那个不好的眼睛，是因为他们太爱他了。
And you remember that at the end of his epistles, he sometimes says, I wrote this part with my own hand.
所以你们大家记得在他最后的那些书信里呢，他有时候会写上，就是说呢，在书信的末尾，他说这是我亲手写的。
But he says, it's a large print that I have because he couldn't see to write very small.
但他说呢，其实上呢，他那个签字呢，非常的大，那个字体，因为他已经很小的字体，他基本上看不见。
So, Paul is saying, verse 8, he says, concerning this thing, this thorn in the flesh, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me.
第八节呢，使徒保罗说：“那为这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。”
He said, Lord, this thorn in the flesh, I want you to know 2 things. Number one, it is very weakening. And number two, it hurts.
他跟那个就是说呢，他基本上跟主说：“主啊，我让您知道呢，其实这个刺呢，在我里面呢，使我很软弱，而且很痛。”
And he prayed about it 3 times.
所以他祷告了三次。
Verse 9. And the Lord said to me, Paul says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
第九节呢，那个使徒保罗说呢，主对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上得以完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力住在我身上。
Well, this is one of the great verses of scripture.
也就是其中一个最伟大的那个经文。
We often say, Lord, would you please change these circumstances on my behalf?
所以呢，我们通常呢会说呢，主啊，你能不能把我的现状改变一下？
And the Lord often says, yes, I will, and does change those circumstances on our behalf so that life is easier for us.
所以呢，有时候呢，主呢，他就是会说呢，是的，我会改变你的现状。所以呢，他真的改变我的现状，让我们变得比较容易。
And the Lord often says, no, I'm not going to change the circumstances. What I will do is I will give you my grace so that you can endure those circumstances.
所以呢，通常呢，主会说呢，不，我不会改变你的现状，但是呢，我会把我的恩典赐给你，所以你在你的现状里呢，叫你可以忍受。
How much grace will he give Paul?
给呢，保罗们多少那个恩典呢？
Enough grace for him to carry on and do what is right in spite of the problems.
所以呢，那个恩典是足够的，足够的去让使徒保罗去继续的工作，尽管存在这样的问题。
So, when we pray, God always answers our prayer, doesn't he?
当我们祷告时，神呢总是应允我们的祷告，是不是？
Sometimes he answers our prayer by doing exactly what it is we ask him to do.
有时候呢，他应允我们的祷告呢，就是说呢，是完完全全按照我们求他要做的事情那样的。
But usually he answers our prayer by giving us the grace to endure what it is he wants for us in order that he can give us what is better.
所以呢，通常呢，他会呢，在我们的麻烦里、问题里呢，赐给我们恩典，这样呢，我们可以去忍受现状，然后呢，他会赐给我们更好的东西。
So what is better for Paul that his thorn in the flesh be taken away and he doesn't feel bad, or is there something better?
那这个哪样对使徒保罗更好呢？就是说呢，他把他的刺从他肉体里拿出来，让他感觉好一点呢，还是有其他更好的东西呢？
He says basically, my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
基本上是说，我的能力呢是在人的软弱上得以完全。
And in effect, he's saying, the greater your weakness, the greater my strength.
主基本上说呢，你的软弱呢越多呢，我的那个力量加给你的也越多。
Well, you say, I'd rather get your strength some other way, Lord.
所以呢，你会说呢，啊，主啊，我宁愿从其他方式得到力量。
Lord says, no, Paul. My strength is going to come through your weakness.
所以呢，主跟保罗说呢，不，保罗，就是我的力量呢，是通过你的软弱加到你身上的。
And my immediate reaction is, I would rather have that to be Paul than me. I don't know that I like weakness. I don't know that I like a thorn in the flesh.
所以呢，其实呢，坦率地说呢，我要像保罗那样的呢，我其实并不喜欢一个热刺在我的肉体里，我也不喜欢有软弱。
But Paul's response at the end of verse 9 is glorious. He says, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
所以呢，使徒保罗在第九节这样的结尾呢，有这么一个荣耀的说法。他说，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力住在我身上。
He's basically saying, Lord, send me more problems so that your strength can be greater and I can rejoice in that.
所以呢，他基本上说，主啊，求你赐给我更多的问题和麻烦，所以这样呢，您的那个力量呢，就会加给我更多，我会在里面更加的喜乐。
Now we've noticed as we have been reading through the book of Acts, that very often when the apostles are put in prison, instead of praying that they'll get out of prison, instead of praying that they won't be hurt or maltreated when they are in prison, they end up praying that the Lord will save souls and change lives because of them being in prison.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，通常我们在《使徒行传》里可以看到这样的情况。当那个使徒们被关进监狱里的时候，他们都在祷告。他们并没有说是祷告说主，然后把他们马上给救出去。他们说呢，他们的祷告通常就是说呢，因为他坐监，所以呢，就让更多的人得救，更多灵魂得救，更多的生命被改变。
And in those respects,They are so different from me and my own personal selfish response.
所以呢，在这个里面呢，他们的反应呢，跟我自己的这样的一个自私的反应呢，是完全不同的。
I marvel at the great men of God that we find in Scripture. I marvel at the great men of God that I hear about and see in life as well.
所以呢，我很惊奇的呢，看到呢这样伟大的属神的人呢，被写进圣经里。同样，在我的人生里呢，我也看到了这样的一些伟大的属神的人。
And now, verse 10, he says, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak,Then I am strong.
所以第十节的时候，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Oh, frankly, that's an amazing verse.
所以坦率地说，这是一个很神奇的经文。
He says, I take pleasure in infirmities.How are you today? I'm really sick. I'm so glad I'm really sick today. What?
所以他说，其实呢，我非常的在我的软弱里有喜乐，因为我今天生病了。所以你说呢，你今天生病了，你感觉怎么样啊？你说我非常高兴，我今天生病了，什么？
The next says, in reproaches. So Paul says, I went out today and everybody was against me. They threw things at me. They said bad things about me. They got a mob to chase me. He said, it was wonderful.
所以呢，其实第二个事情呢，说的是凌辱。凌辱实际说呢，使徒保罗说，今天我出去，我就说呢，很多人说我的坏话，很多人骂我，很多人凌辱我，所以有一些那些暴徒追赶我。他说我非常喜欢这个，什么
？Paul speaking from the heart here.
所以使徒保罗说出他内心的话。
He lived these truths 24 hours a day.
所以他把这个真理一天二十四小时活出来。
What a great man.
他是一个多么伟大的人。
Now there was a man in British history, lived about 400 years ago, I guess. I can't remember precisely.
所以这个英国呢有一个伟大的人呢，他大概活在400年前，他记不住准确的是什么时候。
His name was John Wesley.
他的名字叫 John Wesley.
And he, among other things, he used to train people to be preachers.
并呢，他除了其他事以外呢，他也经常呢会训练别人成为讲道人。
And then he would send them out to preach, and then they would come back and they would report to him.
然后呢，他就派他们出去讲道，讲道呢，讲完以后，他们就回来向他报告。
And so he would often, when they came back, he would say to them, "Did anybody become a Christian when you were preaching?"
所以通常他们回来以后呢，他会问他们问题，说你那个讲了道以后，有任何人成为了基督徒了吗？
And then the next question he often would ask them is, "Did anybody throw rotten tomatoes at you?"
另一个问题呢，他就是说呢，问他们有没有人向你扔这个烂番茄了。
And if the answer to the first question and the second question were both no, he would often say, "Well, looks like you'll never be a good preacher."
所以呢，如果对第一个问题和第二个问题的答案都是说没有呢，他会说呢，啊，你并不适合做一个好的讲道人。
John Wesley was like the Apostle Paul. He took great pleasure. He gloried in reproaches.
对呢，其实呢，就是啊，John Wesley就像那个使徒保罗一样，他是呢，为这些苦难呢，他是被那些逼迫了，他认为是很喜乐的。
And then the next word was in needs.
所以第二个词是呢，就是急难。
What would that mean?
这有什么意思呢?
Well, probably means that he needed something to eat and he was hungry, but he didn't have any food.
大概那时候呢，他需要吃点什么东西，他非常饥饿，但是没有任何东西可吃。
It may have meant that he needed some clothes because the clothes that he was wearing had been ripped and torn by the persecutors.I need some clothes, but he didn't have new clothes.
这有可能他需要一些外套，因为他的外套可能就是被那些逼迫他的人呢给他撕破了或者撕裂了，然后所以呢他需要外套，需要衣服，他却没有。
It may have meant he needed a place to stay for the night, and he didn't have any place to stay for the night.
有可能他需要一个地方呢过夜，但是呢他没有任何的地方过夜。
It reminds me of a story of a great man of God who influenced us in our family, whose name was Harry Ironside.
今天这里让我想起一个故事，这个故事呢是一个伟大的人对我的家族呢产生了巨大的影响，他的名字叫 Harry Ironside.
He was preaching in California when he was a younger man and he didn't have any money.
所以当他还是年轻的时候，他在加利福尼亚讲道，那个时候呢他没有任何的钱。
He had nowhere to stay for the night.
他晚上没有地方过夜。
But he did have some tracts, so he walked up and down the streets till about 2 o'clock in the morning, handing out tracts.
但是他手上有那些传福音的单张，所以他呢就一直待在街上，直到凌晨两点，他一直给人发那个福音单张。
And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, he went and sat under an oak tree and spent the rest of the night in the park under the oak tree.
然后呢，从那个凌晨两点开始呢，他就进到一个公园的，公园在一棵橡树下，他就在橡树下呢睡了一晚上。
That was part of his life.
这是他人生的一部分。
Many years later, he was actually in Vancouver.
很多年以后呢，他实际上呢来了温哥华。
And I heard that he was living in theVancouver Hotel.
对，我知道他当时呢住在呢温哥华酒店。
I thought that's a pretty nice place to spend the night.
我说那是一个很好的地方呢，来过一晚上。
And I didn't realize at that time that he had spent not nights just in the Vancouver hotel. He'd spent nights under an oak tree in California as well.
因为我知道呢，他那天晚上呢，不仅仅呢，就是在温哥华呢这个很好的房间里待一晚上，其实他以前也在橡树下待过一晚上。
Paul says, I know what it's like to be in need.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我知道什么是急难。
He says, I've been in persecutions.
他说我也被逼迫。
And he's told us about that in the earlier chapters.
就在前面的几章呢，告诉了我们这样的事情。
And then he says, I've been in distresses for Christ's sake.
他就说呢，我因为有困苦，是在因为基督的缘故。
I'm not sure what is meant by distresses.
我不知道他讲的困苦是什么意思。
I wonder if it wouldn't mean something like this.He might say, tomorrow, I'm going to have to meet the judge. He may very well put me in prison. He may beat me. He may kill me. Or he may let me go free. I'm not sure. I'm in deep distress. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以呢，其实呢，我认为呢，他可能就是这样的，就是说呢，他可能明天呢，他要去见法官，他见法官呢，他不知道法官呢会不会把他下到监狱里，或者说是判他的罪，或者说让他离开，所以他完全不知道明天发生什么，所以他为此呢非常的困苦。
He said all of these things were true of me.
所以下面讲这些事情都是真的在我身上发生的。
If he were to come to Vancouver tomorrow, would you go to hear him preach?
所以他如果明天他来到温哥华，你会不会去听他讲道呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
If he were to come to Vancouver tomorrow and he were to preach a sermon that showed you to be a whole lot less than you think you are,Would you say, Lord, I'm gonna pay attention to him. I want you to change me.
所以呢，如果他明天呢要讲一篇道，讲篇道呢，你听到的他讲道以后呢，你发现你自己比你想象的远远要渺小的多。所以这个时候，你会跟主说：“主啊，求你改变我吗？”
Paul was a great man.
使徒保罗是一个伟大的人。
He says in conclusion in verse 10, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
在第十节里他做出这样的结论，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
It's not wrong to be weak.
所以软弱并没有什么不对。
Now verse 11 he says, I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me.For I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing.
第十一节他继续说呢，我成了自夸的愚妄人，是被你们强逼的。我本该被你们称许才是。我虽然算不了什么，却没有一件事在那些最大的使徒以下。
So now tell me, which are you better at?Are you better at complaining about people, accusing people, or are you better about, rejoicing in them and bragging about them and commending them?
所以这个呢，保罗说呢，其实你宁愿是什么样子呢？你宁愿在这个地方呢，你去说是去抱怨那些，就是说是说你的人呢，还是呢，就是说你宁愿去在他们里面，就是有喜乐，而且去推荐夸奖他们呢
？If you were to meet somebody and you found out that there were three good things about them and three bad things about them, what would you tell the next person?
所以呢，如果你碰到一个人，碰到一个人以后呢，你发现在他身上有三件好事，有三件坏事。那么呢，你碰到下一个人的时候呢，你会怎么样去讲这个人
？And Paul said to the Corinthians, "You should be commending me more and criticizing me less."
所以呢，我跟那个哥林多人说呢，你们其实应该多夸奖我，少批评我。
Now that is especially true of Paul, but it's also true of the men and women of God.
但是特别的,
I like to hear stories about the men of God who lived a long time ago.
因为我喜欢听那个就是属于神的人呢在很久以前活着的。
Because the people who tell me about them usually tell me the good things and not the bad things.
所以呢人们通常告诉我们关于他们的事情呢都是讲他们好的事情不是讲他们坏话。
I assume that they did that because they were following Paul's admonition here.
因为我假设他们那么去做的原因那是他们在遵照使徒保罗在这里讲到的这个。
But I imagine in some instances that the people only told the good things because they didn't know any bad things.
因为我就是想到呢有时候呢他们告诉别人的好的他的好优点的话呢就是其实因为他们并不知道他的任何的缺点。
That's a good way to be. That's a good thing that should be.
这是一个很好的应该有的方式也是他可能有的方式。
Verse 12 says, Paul says, truly the signs or the miracles of an apostle were accomplished among many of you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
就是说我在你们中间用百般的忍耐借着迹象其实大能的作为显出使徒的迹象来。
Paul says, not only did I preach, not only did I tell you the truth, but I was able to do miraculous signs to prove that the Spirit of God was with me.
所以呢使徒保罗基本上说呢我不是仅仅只会跟你们讲道其实呢我也会行一些神迹那是因为呢神的圣灵和我在一起。
I just rejoice in that. Paul preached a good message, but periodically he gave evidence that God was doing miracles in him and through him. Praise the Lord.
对我对这个印象也很深刻。那个使徒保罗呢，他不光他不仅仅是说是讲了很好的道，同样呢，他有时候呢，就是说呢，他可以通过一些迹象，让那个来证明他所讲的道。所以这样呢，对他来是很好的。感谢赞美主。
And now he turns the argument against the Corinthians. He says in verse 13, for what is it in which you were inferior to other churches, except that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong.
对呢，然后呢，他开始改变这个话题。他就说呢，一些针对哥林多人的事。第十三节说呢，除了我不内着你们这一件事，你们还有什么事不及别的教会呢？请饶恕我这错误吧。So
he says, the problem is that I didn't take money from you. And you said, well, the reason he doesn't take money from us is that he's not a very good man. If he were a good man, he would have taken more money from us.
所以基本上说呢，我没有从你们那里拿钱。你们说呢，我不从你们那里拿钱的原因呢，是因为我不是个好人。如果我是个好人的话呢，我会从你们那里拿钱的。
Now, maybe the people who were taking money from them would say, I'm a good man, I'll take your money, but Paul's a bad man, he won't take your money. What a foolish thing to say.
所以呢，有可能就是说呢，从他们那里拿钱的那些人说呢，我跟你们讲了很好的道，因此我是个好人，所以我从你们那里拿钱。所以呢，但是呢，使徒保罗呢，他不从你们那里拿钱，那是因为他是个坏人，这是个多么愚蠢的说法。So,
excuse me, we have read 1 Corinthians and much of 2 Corinthians. What do you think at this point?
所以呢，我们也读了《哥林多前书》，还有大部分的《哥林多后书》。那么到这个点上，你是怎么想的？
But what I think is that the Apostle Paul is truly great, and many of the Corinthians are not truly great.
这个里面呢，我认为呢，使徒保罗他是真的是很伟大的，但是很多那个哥林多人呢，他们并不是伟大的。
And so you sit back and you say, there must have been some pretty serious problems with the Corinthians, or Paul would not have had to speak so strongly and at such great length against their problems.
因为你认为呢，就是可能在哥林多人中间呢存在了很大的问题，对，否则的话呢，使徒保罗不会用这么强硬的语言来去讲他们里面所存在的问题。
And so he's basically saying now in verse 14, this is the summary of all that I've been speaking to you.
基本上他在第十四节里说呢，这是我跟你们所讲的事情的一个总结。
He says, now, for the third time, I am ready to come to you. And I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children.
于是也是说，他说看呢，我打算第三次到你们那里去，也必不内着你们。因为我所求的是你们，不是你们的财物。儿女不该为父母积财，父母该为儿女积财。
So he says, I'm coming to you the third time. He'd been in Corinth two former times. He's coming now for the third time.
他说呢，我要到你们那里去三次。他已经到他们那里去了两次，所以他准备在第三次去。
But he says, when I come to you this third time, I'm not going to take any money from you this time any more than I did the first time or the second time.
所以他说我这次来呢，我也不可能再从你们那里拿更多的钱，就像第一次、第二次我没有从你们那里拿钱一样。
Why do you think they might have decided to give him money when he came the third time?
所以呢，你为什么认为他说呢？使徒保罗决定第三次去他们那里时候，他们会给他钱呢？
I think they may think like this. They may say, you know, if we give him enough money, he may stop telling us we're wrong.
所以呢，他们会这么去想。他们说呢，如果我们给他足够的钱呢，他可能就不会挑我们的错了。
Paul says, you don't need to think that. I'm not going to take any of your money when I come back.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，你们想都别想，我回来的时候呢，不会从你们那里拿一分钱。
Paul says, I'm expecting you Corinthians to respond to the truth of God. I'm expecting you to obey what I'm saying. When I come, you're not going to buy me off.
所以呢，就是那使徒保罗说呢，我其实呢，我要你们去听神的真理。当我来的时候呢，你们要是遵从我说的话，我不可能被你们收买。
The principle is, the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children.
原则是呢，儿女不该为父母积财，父母该为儿女积财。
Children are not stupid.
那个孩子们，儿女不是并不蠢。
And very often a child who's done something very wrong will try to do something right to fool mommy and daddy so that they won't punish them.
所以呢，通常呢，孩子呢，儿女他会做一些很错的事情，做了错的事情呢，以后呢，他们就试图去糊弄他们的父母，这样呢，他们就不会受那个惩罚。
And I think children in school do the same thing.
我认为孩子们在学校做同样的事情。
They might say, if I help the teacher, he probably will give me a better grade than if I don't help the teacher.
所以呢，他说呢，如果我去帮助那个老师的话呢，老师呢，可能会给我一个更好的成绩，比我不帮助他。
Paul says, I have written to you. I've explained the truth to you. I'm expecting that you will respond in repentance and obedience, and you're not going to buy me off.
所以呢，他说呢，我跟你们讲的是吧？跟我像我跟哥林多人说，我跟你讲的都是真理。我呢，希望你们呢做出反应，只希望你们去悔改，而不是试图收买我。
But verse 15, he says, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved.
第十五节说呢，虽然我越发爱你们，却越发少得你们的爱，但我仍甘心乐意为你们用尽自己，也被你们所用尽。
This is the love of a father. This is the love of a mother for their children. He says, I will verily spend and be spent for your souls.
你这个里面呢，是一个。父亲的爱也是一个母亲的爱。他说呢，我甘心乐意为你们用尽自己，也被你们用尽。
Well, you know what it means to spend for somebody else.
所以你呢，你知道，就是说去发挥在某人身上是什么意思？
What does it mean to be spent for somebody else?
那么说呢？如果说被谁用尽，这是什么意思呢？
Well, to be spent means to be exhausted, to be physically depleted, to be, I'm not sure what other words to use.
对，被用尽呢，实际上呢，就是说呢，你完全疲劳，完全的精疲力尽，所以他呢，不确定还有什么词可以描述这个。
Sometimes parents are, they're right at the very end of their abilities.
所以有时候呢，那父母呢，其实把他们的精力呢，全都用光了。
I can remember, I think I've told you the story before, but it's important in my mind. We had a mother who was very sick before she died.
所以呢，我记得呢，我跟大家讲到这样一个故事，以前跟大家讲过，但是现在呢，在我脑海里出现呢，我觉得这故事呢，就是非常重要。在我的妈妈，就是说，当她死之前，她病得非常重。
She was at home. She was sick in the bedroom.
所以呢，她待在家里，她在她的卧房里。
We had some people over at our house in the evening after a meeting. We were talking about the good things of the Lord and having some fun and singing together.
因为呢，其实那天呢，我们也是有聚会，聚会完了以后呢，很多人呢就来到他家里，他家呢，他们那些人都在一起呢，讨论他们就是主里面他们学到的好事，然后呢，他们就说呢，在一起呢，就是唱歌高兴。
It might have been around Christmas time, I'm not sure, but the people who came that night didn't go home early.
那大概呢，就是说是在圣诞节期间，他不是很确定，所以那天来他家的人呢，并没有早早的就离开他家。
I looked at my watch and it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
所以呢，他看到他的表，那个时候呢，已经到凌晨2点。
And the young people from the chapel were still there.
所以呢，从那个教会来的那些年轻人仍然待在他家。
I went into the kitchen, and my mother was in the kitchen washing some dishes.
所以呢，他去到了厨房，当时他妈妈在厨房里洗碗。
I said to her, Mother, you are sick, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Go to bed.
我就跟他说说妈妈，你现在呢已经是凌晨2点了，凌晨两点你也病得很重，所以你要赶紧回床上睡觉去。
She said, I can always go to bed, Harold, but this is the work of God. I can wash these dishes for Jesus' sake. I'm going to keep washing dishes.
他说呢，儿子，我什么时候都可以睡觉，无所谓。但是这个呢，是 主的工作，我要是为那主的缘故呢，来洗这些碗。
Paul says, I'm willing to spend and be spent.
所以使徒保罗说呢，我愿你们用尽自己，也被你们用尽。
And the men and women of God have been saying the same thing ever since.
所以实际上呢，属神的男人、女人呢，他们从来都是这么去做的。
And the Corinthians recognize that Paul is this great man.
所以那个哥林多人呢，他们知道这个使徒保罗就是这个伟大的人。
Verse 16, he says, But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile.
就是这样，我并没有内转你们，不过我是为人精明设计，捉住了你们。
He said, I'm prepared to do what is right, and I know that you're deceitful, and you would probably try to do what's wrong, but I'm not going to let you get away with it.
但是其实呢，我已经呢准备好了呢，你要去就是说是去做正确的事情，你们可能呢也会就是设一些计来应对我、对付我，但是呢，我是有足够的智慧，我不会让你们就是用那个诡计得逞的。
And interestingly enough, through all this, the issue is still money.
所以呢，这所有的一切到这里来的问题仍然是钱。
He says, verse 17, Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Do we not walk in the same spirit? Do we not walk in the same steps?
第17节、第18节，他说呢，我所猜到你们那里去的人，我借着他们一个人占过你们的便宜吗？我要提多到你们那里去，又猜那位弟兄与他同去，提多占过你们的便宜吗？我行事不同是一个灵吗？不同是一个脚步吗？
He's basically saying, I didn't take any money from you, and Titus didn't take any money from you, and the brother who came with Titus didn't take any money from you. We're not interested in money.
所以基本上说呢，我没有从来没有从你们那里拿过钱。提多呢，我派去的提多呢，也没从你们那里拿过钱。还有那个跟提东呢一起去你们那里那位兄弟呢，也没给你们那里拿过钱。所以呢，我们对你们的钱不感兴趣。
Remember, the work of God is far greater than money. Don't let money get in the way.
所以呢，也就是说呢，要记住神的工作呢，远远比金钱要重要的多。不要让那个金钱呢，在里面呢，挡住了路。
All right, verse 19, he says, Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things because, or beloved, we do all things for your edification.
所以第十九节说呢，你们到如今还想我们是向你们为自己申辩，我们是在基督在神面前说话，蒙爱的人呢，我们所做一切的事情都是为造就你们。
Why did Paul do what he did?
所以呢，为什么使徒保罗要去做他做的东西呢？
He did everything for the Corinthians in order to build them up so that they would be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
他为哥林多人所做的每一件事呢，都是为了去建造他们，这样呢，他们会成长为像主耶稣基督那样。
Everything he did was to build them up.
所有的每一件事他做的都是为了造就他们。
Everything he did was for their good, not for his good.
所以呢，每一件他为他们做的事，都是为了他们的好处，而不是为了他自己的好处。
His whole objective was to build them up and make them strong for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的目标呢都是要造就他们，所以他们会在主里变得刚强。
Now, the question is, what do we do at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
所以现在问题是呢，我们在第十六届福音教会在做什么事情呢？
Well, we like to tell people about the gospel, and we tell them how if they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if they believe him, he will give them eternal life, he'll take away their sins, and he'll give them a new life.
现在我们就是告诉每个人呢福音，就是我们跟每个人讲福音呢，就是如果他们如果每一个人都相信主耶稣基督的话呢，主耶稣基督会赐给他们永生的。
Now that's absolutely wonderful, and we try to do that with great enthusiasm.
这个是绝对美妙的，所以我们一直非常热忱地在做这样的事情。
And we rejoice every time we hear about someone else who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
我们欢欣喜乐，当我们听到每一个人他们就是接受了主耶稣基督为他的救主的时候。
But what happens after that?
那么这以后会发生什么呢？
Well, according to this verse, we want to build them up.So that they are strong in the things of God.
所以呢，按照这节经文所说的呢，在这之后呢，我们要建造他们，要造就他们，所以他们就会在主你的工作里面变得刚强。
It's one thing for the children to be born.
所以呢，一个孩子出生是一回事。
It's another thing for them to reach a glorious maturity and become.Strong, Christian citizens in the work of God.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是让他们成为在神的荣耀里成熟，变得呢，就是在神的工作里变得刚强，又是另外一回事。
And so in the book of Matthew, at the end, the Lord Jesus tells his people, he says, you're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's what we want to do at 16th.
所以呢，其实呢，在马太福音的最后一章里呢，主耶稣基督告诉他们呢，就是说呢，你们要到世界上去传福音，这就是我们第十六届福音教会所做的。
And then he says, and you keep going, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
然后他说呢，然后呢，你们要去教导他们，教导所有的我命令过你们的事情。
And I sit back and I say, wow, that's not going to be easy.
然后我坐下来一想说，哇，这个太不容易了。
How can I teach everybody who gets saved and baptized at 16th? How can I teach them all things that God taught the disciples?
所以我怎么可能去教导那些就是在我们第十六届福音教会信了又受洗的人，教导他们所有的主耶稣基督教导给他门徒们的那些事情呢？
Well, if I were to do that, it would probably take a long time.
如果我那么去做，可能要花很久的时间。
And if I were to do that, it would probably take a lot of patience.
如果你要那么去做呢，我应该有很大的耐心。
If I were to do that, it would probably take a lot of diligence on my part, and I must, and you must the same. Each of us have the responsibility to teach everyone who names the name of Christ all things the Lord had commanded the apostles. Wow, we got a big job.
所以这样呢，我必须非常的勤奋，你们也要必须非常的勤奋。所以每一个人呢，都应该去教导那些接受了主耶稣基督为救主的人呢，他们主耶稣基督教导给他的门徒们的所有的事情啊，这是一项大的工程。
So you don't get parents today who say to their children,Well, I've looked after you for a few years now. You're 8 years old, so you go out on your own. You see if you can get a job. You look after yourself. You're 8 years old now. You just go on your own.
你可以想象一个父母，他会这样去跟他的孩子说吗？我已经照顾了你好几年了，现在呢，你已经八岁了，八岁呢，你自己出去找个工作，你自己养活自己，因为你已经八岁了。
And parents don't say that today, at least they shouldn't. And so the same thing is true with us in the assembly. We keep on saying, listen, you've got to keep growing. You've got to mature. You keep doing this. You stay with us. You grow with us. We got a long way to grow. We got to end up being like Jesus.
这个里面呢，其实是这是同样的。我们在第十六届福音教会也不会这么说。我们跟那些得救人说呢啊，你现在已经得救了，你要那个成熟，你要不断的成长，所以你要一直和我们待在一起。待在一起呢，我们会帮助你，让你完全的成长，成长到最后像主耶稣。
So back to verse 19 again. He says again.Do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification.
你们再次回到第十九节说，你们到如今还想我们是向你们为自己申辩，我们是在基督里在神面前说话，蒙爱的人呢，我们做一切的事情都是为造就你们。
And he basically is going to go on and say now, not only did I tell you to do what is right, but you're my children and I am going to insist that you do what is right.
所以呢他下面会接着说呢，我不仅仅是告诉你们要去做什么，做那些正确的事情，作为你们是我的孩子，所以我要坚持让你们去做正确的事情。
So he says in verse 20, for I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults.
这个第二十节他说呢，我怕我再来的时候见你们不和我所想望的，你们见我也不和你们所想望的，又怕有争论、嫉妒、恼怒、纷争、诽谤、谗言、狂傲、混乱的事。
Why would there be those kinds of outbursts when he comes?
现在为什么在里面呢有这样的事情发生当他来的时候呢？
Well, when he comes, he's going to say to them, did you do what I insisted you do? Have you obeyed the Lord? And if they said no, there could be some strong words.
现在就是呢，其实他说呢，如果我来了以后呢，我说呢，你有没有按照我坚持要你们做的去做？你们有没有顺服主呢？如果他们说没有，那么说呢，他们之间会有很强烈的争吵。
Why would there be strong words? Because the Corinthians, when they were corrected by Paul, did not respond.
为什么他要讲这么强硬的话呢？是因为当那个哥林多人呢，被使徒保罗纠正的时候呢，他们并没有做出正当的反应。
So there are two problems in the church today.
所以现在当今在教会里有两个问题。
Problem number one,that problems are not dealt with. Things are wrong and nobody deals with it. That's problem number one.
那个第一个问题呢就是说呢中间有问题在存在，但是这个问题呢并没有解决。
Problem number two, when things are dealt with, the people who are guilty don't respond.
所以呢第二个问题呢就是当这个去解决问题的时候呢，就是有罪的那一方呢他并没有做出正确的反应。
And after a while, the problem number two is so great that people give up on number one. They say, there's no good talking to him, he won't listen anyway, and therefore they stop talking.
所以呢其实呢就是说呢当那个问题呢越来越严重的时候呢，其实他没有回答第一个问题，说这个问题呢他不会做出反应的，所以呢我们也不要去讲他的事，也不要管他，所以就不去解决问题。
Paul says that's not going to be the way. in Corinth, I am insisting that this problem be corrected and that you Corinthians who are guilty, you must obey.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，行事呢不是这样的，我不会以这种方式行事。当我来到的时候呢，我要坚持你们的问题呢，要得到解决，要得到纠正。你们哥林多人呢是有错的一方，你们必须做出反应，你们必须解决问题。
So he says, I've written strong words to you in 1 Corinthians. I've written strong words to you in 2 Corinthians. And now that I'm at the end of 2 Corinthians, I'm writing strong words to you. Lest when I come, I'm going to have to speak those strong words and I will embarrass you and you will embarrass me.
因为这个呢，使徒保罗说呢，我在第一哥林多前书里写了很强硬的话对你们，第二哥林多后书也同样写了强硬的话。那么说现在在哥林多后书要那个就是结束的时候呢，我还要跟你们写更强硬的话，这样以免到我来的时候呢，我尴尬，你们也尴尬。
Is it important to deal with the problem?
所以去解决问题是重要的吗
？The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
We've been studying on Sunday nights in 2 Samuel.
所以在星期天的晚上呢，我们在学习撒母耳下。
We've learned some very terrible things, and we're going to be studying a lot more before we finish that book.
所以呢，我们里面呢学到了很多的这样的事情。所以呢，在我们结束那本书之前呢，我们还要学更多的。
Let me remind you of the story of the end of 2 Samuel.
希望大家提醒一下在那个撒母耳记下的那个故事的结束。
David was king, and he found out that one of his sons had had a terrible relationship with one of his daughters.
所以呢，大卫呢，他当时是王，他发现了呢，他其中的一个儿子和他的一个女儿之间发生了可怕的事情。
And David was very distressed, but he didn't do anything about it.
所以大卫呢，他当时非常痛苦，但是他却什么事也没做。
And then another one of his sons killed the man.Who had the bad relationship with, one of his daughters.
所以呢在其中的另外一个儿子呢把这个他的那个跟这个他的女儿有不正当关系的那个儿子给杀了。
And David didn't do anything about it.
大卫王呢也什么事没做。
That's not God's way. Where there is sin, it's got to be dealt with.
这不是神的方式。如果那里有罪，必须要去针对。
And then finally, the son who murdered his brother came back to the kingdom and began to woo the people in the kingdom to himself. And David didn't do anything about it.
最终呢，那个把他另外一个儿子杀了的那个儿子呢，最终呢回到耶路撒冷聚居呢，一帮人呢拥护他自己做王。这个时候，大卫也什么也没做。
And finally, that son basically said, "I'm going to take over the kingdom."
所以呢，最终呢，那个儿子说呢，我要接管整个王国。
And basically, David didn't do anything about it.
基本上大卫王呢也什么都没做。
Paul said, I watched the folly. I heard about the folly in Israel through David. He said to you Corinthians, I am going to do something about it. That's why I wrote this book to you. You're wrong. And I will do something about it.
使徒保罗说呢，我看到了以色列中中间的那样的一些愚蠢的人。我看到了愚蠢的人呢，所以呢，我要来到你们这里的时候，你们哥林多人呢做错了事情，所以我不会不作为，我要去纠正你们所有的你们的错误。
And so, in the work of God, we have got to be bold enough to be like Paul, and say, we're going to do something about it.
所以呢，在神的工作里面呢，我们要像使徒保罗一样的大胆，在有什么问题的时候，说我们要做些事情来解决它。
So when you go to the chapel and you hear the messages and you hear all the good messages about wonderful things, you say hallelujah.
当你来到教会的时候呢，就是教堂上，你听到那些好的那样的信息的话呢，就是说呢，你去说呢，你说哈利路亚。
And when you hear things that are wrong or of things that are wrong, and you realize that you are not what you should be, you've got to do something about it. I've got to do something about it.
所以呢，你就是说呢，发现呢有什么错误，有什么事情不对，所以你在一个处在不好的一个位置，所以你应该去做点什么，我也要去做点什么。
All right, well, that's where our time has led us today. We'll pick up our story again as the Lord will next week. But in the meantime, may the Lord bless us and make us a responsive people.
所以这个里面呢，就是呢，我们的时间也到了。我们下个星期呢，也就还会来继续学习这个。所以在现在的时候呢，我们要祈求神的赐福给我们，也祈求神呢，把我们每一个人呢，变成一个负责任的人。
So let's pray as we separate.
所以当我们来祷告，当我们离开的时候，
Lord, we're thankful that you are a God who loves us enough to discipline us, to teach us, to train us, and amazingly, to make us like the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个主啊，我们感谢您，您是那样一位神呢，就是你爱我们爱到一个程度呢，就是你要来管教我们，教导我们，去训练我们，最终呢，让我们成为像主耶稣基督。
And Lord, we apologize for being so non-responsive to your great truths.
所以呢，主啊，我们道歉，就是说我们并没有像那样的，就是说对您的真理做出正当的反应。
Help us, we pray, to hear the word of God and to do it.
所以呢，求您帮助我们听到了那神的话以后呢，照着去做。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all today. Thank you for your patience.